From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Ever since Vice President Kamala Harris was endorsed to become the Democratic nominee for president in July, there's been a lot of coverage of her on social media, from memes to emojis, fan edits, and more. And polling says there's been a boost in enthusiasm for one voting bloc in particular, young voters. Young people have historically had lower rates of participation than other age groups, but will this time be different? Will online enthusiasm translate to results of the polls in November? And could it impact down-ballot races, especially in some of California's very competitive congressional districts? Joining us now to talk about whether young voter enthusiasm are Christian Figueroa, a California delegate to the Democratic National Convention and a student at Stanford University, and Matthew Regan, the assistant editor for the College Journalism Network at the nonprofit newsroom Cal Matters. Welcome, Christian and Matthew.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here.
Likewise, thank you.
Matthew, let's start with you. What do election analysts say about how important young voters will be in November?
Right. I think that's the question on a lot of folks' minds, right? Either you're a young person and you've seen Vice President Harris on your social feed, or you've started to read some of the coverage of that social enthusiasm online. Election analysts are saying this is a big shift. I had one election analyst I spoke to call this a fundamental shift in what will likely happen with young voters, not only here, but nationally. And I think the polls are starting to show that evidence, and time will only tell.
Christian, let's turn to you. You're a young voter. I read in Matthew's Cal Matters story something to the effect that you eat, sleep, and breathe politics. So tell me, first off, why has politics so captured your attention?
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly do eat, sleep, and breathe politics quite literally. And you know, this is really just the moment that we're in our country. It really, for me, is a full circle moment, just because when I was 13 years old, when I was just really starting to get going on what I was passionate about, I attended a rally for then Senator Kamala Harris when she was running for president during the 2020 presidential election. And at that moment, hearing the senator speak, hearing just her story and why she's inspired to give so much back to her community really inspired me, and it definitely touched me to this day, where over the past 6 years have been just become a really passionate activist because of this then Senator Harris.
And Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had just become a teenager at that point. You were 13 when you heard Harris in her first run there for president, and now you're 19, is that right?
That's correct, yes. I attended a rally in Los Angeles for her.
Very good. Well, I guess you never know when a speech or a candidate is going to impact someone, and it'll have an effect years and years later. Matthew, how has young voter turnout compared to overall turnout during previous election cycles, both here in California and across the country?
Right. Well, we know that young voters, which are typically those described as being 18 to 29 years old, typically come out at some of the lowest rates compared to other voting demographics, right? We know particularly older voters come out at much higher rates. But we have seen some growth in the amount of young people coming out to vote. For example, the 2020 election saw an 11 percentage point bump from the election before, where about 50% of young people turned out. And that was really important for Joe Biden and the Democrats in particular, as young voters tend to skew more progressive in their voting decisions. So while generally young voters have come out at lower numbers, recent elections have shown that when young people do come out in higher numbers, they really can impact elections nationally, but also here in California.
And Matthew, just to stay on that point of young voters and turnout, I'm trying to figure out, you know, are young voters, do they get activated by a particular candidate, a particular issue? Because we're talking about this enthusiasm for Vice President Kamala Harris, but at least on the whole, her policies, you know, what she's expressed so far are not that different from President Biden. So What really drives young people? I imagine maybe it's a mix of both.
I think it is. I think some of the young voters I talked to, many of them first-time voters in this presidential election, described being excited at Harris as a candidate. I think the historic nature of what her election to the presidency would mean has a lot of young folks excited, where originally you were voting for, you know, an 80-year-old white guy for a second term. You're now potentially voting to make history with the first woman president, the first Asian woman president, the first Black woman president, right? So I think her profile as a candidate certainly helps, and you've seen almost immediately the enthusiasm that that's brought. But I also think that young people really do care about the issues. They're not going to be voting just because of the memes or just because of the online enthusiasm. So some of the young voters I talked to, some of the main issues on their mind were climate, right? First and foremost, I talked to a young voter here in the Bay Area who was really drawn to Vice President Harris because of her climate record as Attorney General here in California. Talk to some other voters, right? Reproductive rights is particularly important for young voters and particularly young women who are seeing post-Roe some of their reproductive health rights being threatened. Gun control, and then of course the war in Gaza as well. Typically on the higher ed beat, so I've seen, you know, firsthand the passion with which young people are wanting to see an end to the violence. And even in the campaign, we're seeing that play out with some protests at rallies. And that's something that Vice President Harris has had to navigate. And I think we've seen a little bit of a change in tact dealing with some of those counter protesters in a way that I think is really trying to bring young people into the conversation, saying, hey, I'm listening. I'm not going to shut you down. I am going to have a slightly different tone on this. While, to your point, a lot of her policies are in line with the Biden-Harris administration that she was part of.
Well, thank you, Matthew. And because we have, a young voter in the segment here with us, Christian, you know, you're a California delegate. You're going to be voting for the first time in a presidential election. I want to ask you a similar question. When President Biden was still at the top of the ticket, what were your feelings about having him as the presumptive nominee? And how did your feelings change when he dropped out and endorsed VP Harris?
Yeah, well, you know, personally, I was very enthusiastic to support President Biden. I, you know, was so enthusiastic that I started the chapter, the Students for Biden chapter at my university, to mobilize the vote efforts for not only President Biden, but also Vice President Harris. And, you know, ultimately, I think the reason why I was so supportive was because I care about the future. I care about what this country stands for. I care about our society and how we are, how we interact with each other as at the end of the day, as neighbors, as citizens, as people in a community. And I really saw that not only within President Biden, but Vice President Harris and just what this administration has built in terms of coalitions and bringing communities together versus, you know, attempting to tear them apart or choosing hatred and violence and division and spewing that into our political process and in our society. That's why I was so enthusiastic to support President Biden, because that was, you know, the candidate that I was supporting. I was supporting a candidate with character. I was supporting a candidate who has values that I agree with, who has, you know, just values of humanity. And so that I was, you know, very enthusiastic. And when he had announced that he would be exiting the race, I think my respect for him just skyrocketed. I really look up to the president as just a role model, as someone who I should pay attention to and who I should, you know, follow in his footsteps, just in my own career and in my own life, just because giving up power, choosing, you know, intentionally to give up the opportunity to seek power is I think quite a remarkable and commendable action, and we don't see that, you know, too often in history. So my respect for the president and it still is today is just, you know, very high. And when he had announced that he would be endorsing Vice President Harris, of course I was just extremely excited. I see in the vice president just the future that I want to live in, the you know, same coalition builder that President Biden is. And I'm fully supportive of Vice President Harris. And I can't wait to help be a small part to help get her across the finish line in November.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Christian Figueroa and CalMatters Matthew Regan about young voter turnout in California. So Matthew, back to you and your work looking at elections and at young people. What are some of the indicators that you look at to determine if online enthusiasm is actually translating into an impact on electoral races?
Yeah, we looked at a couple of different factors, one being fundraising. So we know that the Harris campaign has put out, I think they had a $310 million July in fundraising. So that's one indicator we looked at, that certainly money is flowing into the campaign. The Harris campaign is front and center online, on television, and that's having an impact in terms of dollars. We're also starting to get some polling in now that Harris is the presumptive nominee on the Democratic ticket. So we see a bit of an enthusiasm boost if we're looking at the polling. With Biden as the nominee, around 64% of 18 to 29-year-olds described themselves as either very likely or almost certain to vote. That's up 8 percentage points since Harris joined the race. So 72% of those 18 to 29-year-olds are now very likely or almost certain to vote. We've also got polling out today that shows in California, Harris has a really big bump. She's up 23 percentage points to where Biden was with young voters 18 to 29. Statewide, she's leading with those voters 73% to 22% versus Trump, where we were actually seeing before Biden had dropped out of the race, Trump was leading Biden with young voters by as much as 8 percentage points. We've seen a flip now to Harris leading with young voters again. So I think that was one of the indications to Democrats statewide and nationally that there really was some trouble for President Biden electorally, where young voters who, again, typically vote more Democratic than conservative, were not supporting him in large numbers. Since Vice President Harris has become the presumptive nominee, we've seen a lot of those polls flip back, and now she has double-digit leads among that voting bloc going into 83 days until November 5th.
Some of those numbers you mentioned are really, really surprising. I would not have thought that young voters in California would have been favoring former President Donald Trump. Christian, back to you for just a moment. I mentioned in our intro that there's been a lot of coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris recently on social media. I'm wondering, what do you think about the memes around Harris? Do you think it's more than just vibes, or do you think it'll translate into increased voter participation?
Yeah, well I do think it's a lot of vibes, you know, a lot. It really just shows the energy and enthusiasm among youth and non-youth as well, in just that we are experiencing not only, you know, a shift in our political arena, but just really a shift culturally where young people are just so enthusiastic to be a part of something much bigger than one person, much bigger than ourselves. And I think, you know, these memes and a lot of this energy will translate, and we will see youth come out in just overwhelming numbers in November, where this energy, I mean, we see it just in terms of fundraising, in terms of how many people the campaign and volunteers are reaching out to through text, through phone, canvassing. We're seeing this energy translate into real on the ground organizing. And really that is the key, the on the ground organizing that will get us past November. And not only just for, you know, the run for the White House, but also just all the down ballot races as well in these key congressional districts and local elections, is that I'm sure we'll see this enthusiasm hopefully carry out everywhere. And we'll just see young people, including myself, just people who will be voting for their first time in a presidential election, come out and really be proud to cast our vote.
Well, finally, Christian, in just the few seconds we have left, the Democratic National Convention is taking place next week in Chicago. You'll be there. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to really just witnessing history, you know, getting a front seat at this. I'm a history major myself, and so I love a little bit of history, especially U.S. history. So I'm really excited to just be in the moment and just experience it, knowing that, you know, 10 years from now, this will certainly be talked about. So it is an incredible honor, and I really am grateful for this opportunity.
Well, Christian, Matthew, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Christian Figueroa is a young voter and a California DNC delegate. Matthew Regan is the assistant editor for the CalMatters College Journalism Network. Up next, California's newest city was officially incorporated in San Joaquin County last month. We'll revisit the story of Mountain House and its journey to cityhood. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Chris Nichols.